Text 51551. Today with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.
This week, RTÉ is focusing on the challenges of climate change. And as we know, this issue has struck a chord, in particular with young people. And today, they're bringing their message to the top by taking over the Dáil itself. As part of the Dáil 100 celebrations, and our Evelyn O'Rourke has been in the chamber all morning talking to these passionate delegates and hearing their message. Evelyn, describe the scenes to us there at Leinster House.
Well, Miriam, as you say, there's been a real focus on climate change this week. But all week, we've been hearing from the adults. So today, it's time for the young people. And today, we're hearing from them loud and clear, because they've been taking the airwaves and now even the Dáil, as the usual faces that we see there in Leinster House. They've been replaced this morning by young, fresh-faced delegates from all over the country, and nowhere it seems is safe today from these advocates. And the way it worked, Miriam, was that younger applicants were invited to apply to this whole youth assembly. The lists were whittled down, so there's 157 enthusiastic advocates in the chamber today. And then this morning already we've had five delegates who were invited to actually present in the Dáil chamber, which, as we were all saying, you know, it's a massive opportunity. Most of us will never get to do that. And they're all very excited about being there. It's a real red letter day. But I got a chance to talk to some of the delegates this morning on their way into the Dáil. And here you'll get a little flavour of their plans for the day.
I'm in Dublin today to go to the Dáil about climate change. This is our generation, and climate change is going to affect our future and our kids' future as well.
Now, in school, is it a big topic?
Yes, but not really. So we need to make it bigger. We need to start making action now. We have to start recycling, stop using plastics, making schools like plastic free, and like making people understand what like climate change is about.
How well do you think the adults are running the world?
Not so good. We are taking some action, but it's not enough.
What's it like to stand here at the gates of Leinster House?
It's amazing, yeah. I'll remember it like forever.
I'm here as a part of the food and farming sector, so we're trying to tackle areas in agriculture and food and farming that can help reduce our carbon footprint. I live on a farm at the moment, and we actually have forestry on it, so one of the proposals that I have going through today, hopefully, is on reforestation and forestry plans around Ireland, so I'm hoping that goes through.
Are you talking about it at home? Like, how live is it for you as a topic?
Yeah, it's very alive. You know, even just talking in school, this is a real issue that faces young people today. This is an issue that we can tackle and that we should tackle, and that's why we are here today, to try and solve it.
In terms of speaking in the Dáil and being here at Leinster House, have you ever been here before, or what does it mean to you?
It's really exciting to be here. Such a historical place, you know. A lot of big things have happened here, and I hope that a lot of big things will happen today as well. So,
of all the topics and all the things for somebody in fifth year to be worrying about, why climate change?
When I leave school, I want to be a vet, so animals have always been a great passion of mine, and I just feel bad and so like horrible for how they're dying and how they're suffering because of the choices we make. So if we could be a bit kinder to the earth and help them, that would really just be a dream come true for me.
And how big a topic is this for you with your friends and in school and at home?
In school, it's a really big topic because every day we're always talking about the latest like installments in the news, but we don't really have a class in school for it. But I know some classes in Dublin would have like sustainability classes, but unfortunately we don't. And at home, we always try to like not waste food. Like, we try to do little small things that help just in our family.
Standing here outside Leinster House, what does that mean to you?
To be honest, I don't even know how to describe it. It's just, I can't believe it. Out of all the thousands of people that applied, and I'm one of the people that's standing here, I just feel so lucky and honoured to be here right now.
And are you looking forward to the day ahead?
Oh yeah, I can't wait to get started.
Climate change is one of the biggest things that's affecting our earth at the moment.
And what age are you?
I'm 11.
Tell me, why do you think your generation is so worried about climate change?
Because all the adults are older, so then they are not as worried, because in the next few years some of them might pass away, so then they won't have to worry about climate change. But I say we're going to be here for another 60 or 70 years, so then if climate change stays as drastic as it is, we're going to have to suffer for all the problems that the older generations have caused us.
Oh, fab children. That was David O'Hara from Glasnevin Educate Together. And we also heard Evelyn there from Maeve, Sean and Natasha. Now, what's the timetable for the day? I gather they're keeping them pretty busy.
They sure are. They've been here since early this morning. They had to register early, Miriam, at Buswell's, and then they all crossed the road and came on into the house. And the Cán Chóir started by formally welcoming them, and then those five delegates presented their speeches. And the Cán Chóir, I have to say, agree with him, said it's clear, listening to this, that age is no barrier to clarity and thought. So those contributions finished at around 10:30. They're on a break now, so our two guys sitting here are missing out on their break, but we'll get them their chocolate muffin later. And now they're starting to break up into workshops with five groups of approximately 32 delegates working in committee rooms, and they're working on that all-important Dáil presentation for later on and the recommendations that will be made. So they will return to the chamber, and then they're going to head into RTE. And if people are interested, Miriam, there's going to be lots of live coverage on Oireachtas TV, RTE2, News Now, and indeed you can check on and log on to rte.ie/youthassembly to find out what else they've been up to today.
And Evelyn, you're joined in studio now, I gather, by two of the delegates for the Youth Assembly. Introduce us please to Sheedy Monaghan and Paddy Shanahan.
Yes, you know what, I could have grabbed any of them. Everybody I met today was so enthusiastic, but these are the two who are going to represent the 157 for us this morning. And Sheedy is a third year student in Mount St Michael and Clare Morris in Mayo, and Paddy Shanahan is in Willow Park in Dublin. He's an M5 or fifth class there, and Sheedy's very interested in the economics of climate change and how much this is all costing us in real financial terms. And Paddy is very concerned about our use of plastic bottles and wants us all to clamp down on their use. So they are ready to talk to you now.
Oh, wonderful. Well, good morning, Sheedy and Paddy. Thanks so much for your time. Sheedy, I'll start with you. You're one of the delegates speaking today, as Evelyn said. Tell us about your topic.
My topic is economics, so the costs and how we can go about like making approaches and advancements for climate change and the costs and funding of that, because nothing is for free, and how that will impact on other areas in need of funding, and how we can spend money wisely on approaches for climate change.
And why did you get so interested in this area, Sheedy? I mean, you're fascinating on it. You're so young to be on top of something like this. Why were you interested in it?
Well, my brother is studying business in college, and he's like very into economics and that kind of stuff. So he, like, when he comes down and we talk a lot about that stuff, so he teaches me a lot about economics, and I just find it very interesting the way the economy works.
And listen, what's it like so far? What's it like being in the Dáil today?
It's like, it's an amazing experience. Like, it's incredible. I genuinely didn't think I'd like get this far. I feel so lucky, but it is. It's an amazing experience, and like just everything. Everyone's really nice as well.
And Paddy, beside you there, Paddy, you're 10. You're in Willow Park School here in Dublin. What's going to be the focus of your topic today when you speak, Paddy?
Well, my topic is plastic bottles. I chose this because I think it's solvable and it's a good start. And to all you listeners out there, this is going to shock you. You think Ireland's good with their plastic bottles. There's 2.5 million plastic bottles sold every day in Ireland. So it's 10:30 right now. By 10:30 tomorrow, that's another 2.5 million plastic bottles put into the sea in Ireland. I would like to get to a stage where you wouldn't be caught dead with a single-use plastic bottle, and you need to bring around a reusable bottle like your phone. I went into a shop one day, I had brought my plastic bottle, so I know I had brought my non-plastic bottle, and I had said, and I wanted water. They said, oh, would you like a plastic bottle? And I said, no, can I refill it in one of your taps? And they said, sure. So I refilled my plastic bottle and went on with my day. Not plastic! I'm so used to saying that word. Sorry.
Yeah, well done you, Paddy. I mean, I need to remind our listeners, you're 10, okay? What's it like being in the Dáil today? What does it mean to you, Paddy, to be able to speak in the Dáil?
Well, you see this on TV. I've watched some of the Oireachtas TV before.
Yeah.
And you think like you're in there and it's the big, it's like a basin of politics squashed up and made into a stew.
Best
just
description.
The way of ever. It's all the chairs are all really like comfy and really, really all is parliamentish.
Is it exciting to be there? I'll briefly ask you both, that you first, Paddy. Do you feel excited to be there today, Paddy?
I feel extremely excited. For one, because it's the Dáil, and two, because this is a chance to make a change in our civilization, and we have to do it unless you want to move to another planet. I quite like this planet.
Paddy, you're great. Sheedy, are you excited?
Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm really buzzing. I was a bit nervous, but it was odd because I wasn't kind of as nervous the night before and like coming up to it. But when I was in the doll chamber and everyone was like filing in and all that, it just was like suddenly real. And I was like, oh my God, I'm in the doll chamber. And my brother's like into politics and my other brother's on student union. So I'm like, I'm in the doll chamber before my brothers.
Well done, you. And Paddy, final question to you. Do you think the politicians are listening to you, that they listen to you, Paddy and Sheedy? You answer it, Paddy.
This is a difficult question. I think they're trying, but I think there's just so much stuff going on and they can't actually properly listen. But I think they need to have more of an ear because, as I said before, you've got Brexit, you've got all the problems, but they mean nothing if you have to move to another planet. The closest inhabitable planet we know about is 28 trillion light years away. So we do not have the technology to get there.
Well said, listen, Paddy.
Sheedy and Paddy, I think our future is safe with young people like you. Evelyn, thank you very much. Sheedy and Paddy, I feel privileged to have interviewed both of you. And we go straight over now to our newsroom and Carla O'Brien.